Tom. And today we're continuing back from where we left off before the book distribution marathon, which was in November. So we're continuing with Srimad Bhagavatam, Canto 10, Chapter 13, which is entitled Brahma Stealing the Boys and Calves. And we're continuing with text 53. Kala Svabhava Samskara, Kama Kama Gunadibi, Shramahi Tavasta Mahibi, Mutramadbi Upasita. Svabhava Samskara, Kama Kama Gunadibi, Svamahita Vasta Mahibi, Murti Madhvi Upasita, Kala Svabhava Samskara,
was subordinate to the potency of the Lord.
Mutti Madhvi, possessing form. Upasitaha, well being or worshipped. So, translation purport with divine grace, A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Prabhupada, Srila Prabhupada ki jai. Then Lord Brahma saw that Kala, the time factor, Swabhava, one's own nature by association, Sanskara, reformation, Kama, desire, Karma, fruit of activity, and the Gunas, the three modes of material nature, their own independence being completely subordinate to the potency of the Lord, had all taken forms and were also worshipping those Vishnu Murtis. Please repeat. Then Lord Brahma saw that Kala, the time factor, Swabhava, one's own nature by association, Samskara, reformation, Kama, desire, Karma, fruit of activity, and the Gunas, the three modes of material nature, their own independence being completely subordinate to the potency of the Lord, had all taken forms and were also worshipping those Vishnu Murtis. So, purport, where's the rank? Where's Srila Prabhupada? Some two, nearly three page purport, so please pay attention. Three pages to read. Purport. No one but Vishnu has any independence. If we develop consciousness of this fact, then we are in actual Krishna consciousness. We should always remember that Krishna is the only Supreme Master and that everyone else is his servant. Ekale Ishvara Krishna Ara Sabha Brijya. But even one Narayan, even Narayan, O Lord Shiva, everyone is subordinate to Krishna. Shiva Varinchi Nantam. Even Baladev is subordinate to Krishna. This is a fact. Ekale Ishvara Krishna Ara Sabha Brijya Yari Yaichi Naichaya Si Taichi Kari Nritra. That's a quote from Chaitanya Charitamrita, Adi Leela, chapter 5, text 142. One should understand that no one is independent, for everything is part and parcel of Krishna and is acting and moving by the supreme desire of Krishna. This understanding, this consciousness is Krishna consciousness. Yastu Narayanam Devam Brahma Vrudadi Devatai Samadve Naiva Vrikseta Shapashandi Bhavatruvam. A person who considers demigods like Lord Brahma and Shiva to be on equal level with Narayan must certainly be considered an offender. Unquote. No one can compare to Narayan or Krishna. Krishna is Narayan, and Narayan is also Krishna, for Krishna is the original Narayan. Brahma himself addresses Krishna, Narayanas tvam hi na shava dehinam. You are also Narayan. Indeed, you are the original Narayan. That's quoted from the next chapter. 10th canto, 14th chapter. Kala, or the time factor, has many assistants, such as a swabhava, samskara, kama, karma, and guna. Swabhava, or one's own nature, is formed according to the association of the material qualities. Karanam guna sambhavasya asat yodi jamasyu. Quote from the 13th chapter, text 22 of Bhagavad Gita. Sat and asat swabhava, one's higher or lower nature, is formed by association with the different qualities, namely sattva-guna, raja-guna, and tamaguna. We should gradually come to the sattva-guna so that we may avoid the two lower gunas. This can be done if we regularly discuss Srimad Bhagavatam and hear about Krishna's activities, Nastapreshu Matreshu Nityam Bhagavata Sevaya, quoting from the first canto, second chapter, text 18 of the Srimad Bhagavatam. All the activities of Krishna described in Srimad Bhagavatam, beginning even with the pastimes concerning Putana, are transcendental. Therefore, by hearing and discussing Srimad Bhagavatam, the Rajaguna and Tamaguna are subdued, so that only Sattva Guna remains. Then Rajaguna and Tamaguna cannot do us any harm. Vanashram Dham, therefore, is essential, for it can bring people to Sattva Guna. Tadarajas Tamo Bhava Kama Lobhayaschaye. Again, quoting from Srimad Bhagavatam, same chapter, second chapter, text 19. Tamoguna and Rajaguna increase lust and greed, which implicate a living entity in such a way that he must exist in this material world in many, many forms. That is very dangerous. One should therefore be brought to Sattvaguna by the establishment of Vanashram Dham, and should develop the brahminical qualifications of being very neat and clean, rising early in the morning and seeing Mangala Aarti, and so on. In this way, one should stay in Sattvaguna, and then one cannot be influenced by Tamaguna and Rajaguna. Tadarajas Tamo Bhava Kama Lobhayaschaye Cheta Ita Anavhidham Stitam Sattvi Prasiddhati. Same verse has been quoted from second chapter of first canto, second chapter of Bhagavatam. The opportunity for this purification is the special feature of human life. In other lives, this is not possible. Such purification can be achieved very easily by Radha Krishna Bhajan. Devotional service rendered to Radha and Krishna. Therefore, Narottam Das Thakur sings Hari Hari Vipale Janmana Gonaino, indicating that unless one worships Radha and Krishna, one's human form of life is wasted. Vasudeva Bhagavati Bhakti Yoga Prayojitaha Janatyati Asu Vairagyam. From the first canto, second chapter again, text 7 of Bhagavatam. By engagement in the service of Vasudeva, one very quickly renounces material life. The members of the Krishna Conscious Movement, for example, being engaged in Vasudeva Bhakti, very quickly come to the stage of being nice Vaishnavas. So much so that people are surprised that Malechas and Yavanas are able to come to this stage. This is possible by Vasudeva Bhakti. But if you do not come to the stage of Sattvaguna in this human life, then as Narottama Das Thakur sings, Hari Hari Vipale Janamana Gonaino, there is no profit in gaining this human form of life. Sri Veera Raghavacharya comments that each of the items mentioned in the first half of this verse is a cause for material entanglement. Kala, or the time factor, agitates the modes of material nature, and swabhava is the result of association with these modes. Therefore, Narottam Das Thakur says, Bhakta Sani Vasa. If one associates with bhaktas, then one's swabhava or nature will change. Our Krishna conscious movement is meant to give people good association so that this change may take place. And we actually see that by this method, people all over the world are gradually becoming devotees. As for samskara or reformation, this is possible by good association. For by good association, one develops good habits, and habit becomes second nature. Therefore, bhakta sani vasa. Let people have the chance to live with bhaktas. Then their habits will change. In the human form of life, one has this chance. But as Narottam Das Thakur sings, Hari Hari Vipale Janamana Gonaino, If one fails to take advantage of this opportunity, one's human life is wasted. We are therefore trying to save human society from degradation and actually elevate people to the higher nature. As for karma and karma, desires and activities, if one engages in devotional service, one develops a different nature than if one engages in activities of sense gratification. And of course, the result is also different. According to the association of different natures, one receives a particular type of body. Karana guna sango asya sat asya yunijana masu. 13th chapter of Bhagavad Gita, text 22. Therefore, we should always seek good association, the association of devotees. Then our life will be successful. A man is known by his company. If one has the chance to live in the good association of devotees, one is able to cultivate knowledge, and naturally one's character or nature will change for one's eternal benefit. End of all. Om Gana Tamarandasya Gananjana Salakaya Chakshur Vulitam Yena Tasmai Shri Gurave Namaha Jaya Sri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Shri Advaita Gadadhara Shivasari Gaura Bhaktavinda Hare Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare Subhava Samskara Kama Kama Guradi Beer Swamahi Poshtamahi Beer Mutta Dimat Beer Upasitaha. Then Lord Brahma saw Kala, the time factor, Swabhava, one's own nature of association, Samskara, reformation, Kama, desire, Karma, fruit of activity, and the Gunas, the three modes of material nature, their own independence being completely subordinate to the potency of the Lord, have all taken forms and were also worshipping those Vishnu Murtis. Namo Om Vishnuvadaya Krishna Vasgaya Bhutale Shimati Bhakti Bhakti Swamakimane Namaste Sarasati Devi Gauravani Pachane Neva Sesha Sumbhavani Pashtutana Sitharini Shri Prabhupada Ki Jai. Wonderful purple by Shri Prabhupada, isn't it? Very comprehensive purport by Prabhupada. As Prabhupada said about the first canto of the Srimad Bhagavatam, he said, that's all you need. Everything is there in the first canto. In one sense, everything is here in seed form here, in this one purport. The whole philosophy of Krishna consciousness is succinctly described by Srila Prabhupada here. And the verse is an interesting verse, just to remind us of the pastime. Brahma stealing the boys and calves. Lord Krishna manifests himself as those same boys and calves that were stolen. And then when Lord Brahma was bewildered about what was going on, when he saw that, he came down see what was going on, and Krishna manifested his Vishnu Murti's forms, which had manifest as the boys and calves, the manifested original forms. And here also we're seeing some more details of this revelation to Lord Brahma. Quite a revelation, nice revelation to have. Quite an amazing revelation that Krishna, in one sense, this is Krishna's mercy upon Lord Brahma. And this revelation very much puts Lord Brahma in his place, yeah, as a subordinate servant to the Supreme Personality of Godhead. As someone, as Prabhupada mentions in the beginning of the purport, as someone who has, practically speaking, no independence. He has some. Like, we have some independence, but practically speaking, we don't have any independence. Yeah, we're completely bound. And Prabhupada mentions in the Prabhupada, what are we bound by? all you're bound by ropes, isn't it? You're bound by ropes. Someone ties you up, they tie you a rope. So guna, this means we're bound by the free Muslim termination. So more or less, to that degree, especially, yeah, to that degree we are covered by the modes, and to that degree we have less and less independence. Yeah. We have very minute independence. The example is sometimes given, it's just like a cow or a bull is tied to a 20-foot piece of rope and is tied to a post. So the cow and bull can move. What can move? It's got lots of space to move in that 20-foot. It can chew this bit of grass here, that bit of grass, but as soon as it goes beyond, it can't go. Yeah. So we are very much bound. We are very much. We have so many. The living entity describes this in the 16th chapter of the Bhagavad Gita that a demonic person or materialistic person has thousands of millions of unfulfilled desires. Yeah. Thousands, hundreds of millions of desires. Practically speaking, every time one watches the television, then one will accumulate another 1,000 million desires. Every time one goes to the wrong place on the internet, you get more material desires. You know, comes by, where do material desires come by? Guna Sangha Sat. Yeah, Prabhupada was quoting this verse. Kalanam Guna Sangha Sat Sat Yoni Jahamashu. That it's by association. Yeah. It's described also in the, is it 13th chapter, the Free Muslim Material Nature? Yeah. That just by coming into this material nature, you acquire the qualities of this material nature, just by association. You're just by osmosis, you acquire these qualities. Yeah. So we have so many desires, but can everyone, we can't all just at a whim fulfill all of our material desires. Well, you might have tried it sometime. You can't, because we're bound by this body. For one thing, we're bound by this body. You know? We might want to fly in the sky. Can you fly in the sky? You can't. We're bound by this body. You know? Very much bound. So in that sense, we have, basically speaking, we don't have any independence. One senior devotee is describing this, saying that as soon as we try and act independent, then he describes we are in the deep end. In the deep end. So tries to manifest some independence. And that's what the living entity is trying to do. He's trying to be independent of the laws of material nature. But such a waste of time. Probably mentioned this word there. Shama Eve gave along. So a waste of impossible to try to be independent of the laws of nature. But everyone is trying to one degree or another. Yeah? Everyone is trying. It's like there's a whole cosmetic industry where it's promising us to look young forever, isn't it? So many types of drugs and so many different types of things on the tank to stay young for it, but no. Yeah, completely. So in this sense, the living entity is more or less complete. Yes, we do have independence. But being in this material world, we don't hardly anything. We have no independence. Yeah? No independence. Even the great controller, so called, in this material world, someone who has great riches, you know. Just Prabhupada sometimes mentioned that one toothache and they're finished. And the life is misery. One toothache. Yeah. It's like misery. Can't enjoy anything. I had a toothache some time back, a few weeks. It was really painful. You know. Couldn't enjoy any prasadam. It's just like, it's really going for this. Really intense. You know. Couldn't enjoy anything. You know. So in that sense, we are like fools, you know, this material world, like fools. So even the great Demi, even this pastime here, is describing that. In one sense, you know, it's not just us who thinks we're independent, but sometimes even the great devas and demigods are illusioned, you know, thinking they have some independence. You know, but they also don't have any independence. You know. Everyone is subordinate to Krishna is described here. Prabhupada quoted this verse here from Chaitanya Charitamrita, which, as far as I know, is from the Padma Purana. So, Ekala Ishvara Krishna Adi Sarva Bhrija Yari Yaji Nai Nache Saitecha Kari Nidra, or verse similar to the Padma Purana. That does say that everyone is acting under, no one has any independence, everyone is acting under Krishna. Krishna makes everyone dance. Yeah, Krishna is making, but his material energy is making everyone dance, so everyone is acting under Krishna. But what is the ahankara? Again, we think we are independent. And the more we try and, isn't it, the more independence we try and exhibit, then the more we're bound. This is one of the laws of material nature. The more you try and be independent, then the more your dependence will be taken away. More and more. Yeah? Just like someone wants to be independent. They want to do anything they want. Yeah? They want to take anything they want. Then what happens? The police catch them and they get put in prison. So independence taken away. Sorry. So you have to stay in this place. Yeah? You misuse your independence, you have to stay in this place. Yeah. And then in the prison, if one starts to misbehave in the prison, if one starts to attack the guards, might happen. God is not known. then what happens? You get put in a cell with no windows. Solitary confinement. Yeah. Solitary confinement. Yeah. So in one sense, that's our position in the material world. We have been imprisoned. Yeah? We are in a prison because of misuse of independence. And this independence is there for us to exhibit our individual, unique, loving relationship with Krishna. But we became curious as to the position of Krishna. What would it be like to be number one? Yeah? So therefore, taken away, so this material world. So this material world is often compared to just like a prison house. As if Jamin Taipu was saying the other day, it's just like in class, anyone who has this material body, it means fall number one. Obviously. Fall number one, if you have a material body. Yeah. So we should reflect on that, we should reflect on that. That this material world ultimately, as Krishna says in Bhagavad Gita, is a temporary place and is full of misery. Because often, because again, we are prone to forget. Yeah? We are prone to forget. I think that it's a place of enjoyment. Yeah? It's a place where we can fulfill all our desires. You know? It's a place to waste not. It's a prison. It's a place of suffering place. A suffering place. A couple of weeks ago, I went to see one. My nan, she passed away now. I wasn't so close to her. But I went to see her out of respect, and she was in the last 2 days or 3 days of life, and she was in a ward there where it's basically a ward where you go in and not many people come out alive. You know, there was people there. All you could hear in this ward was groaning. Like that. And then, people in these beds, you know, just, and the nurses are trying their best to make them comfortable. Really, I thought, this is a material world. This is where everyone's going to. You know, we're all going in the same, that we're going towards, you know, old age, you know. It's such a terrible place, you know. So we have to prepare, you know, another subject. So that's why we have to prepare. We have to prepare ourselves. So we have to be very, very Krishna conscious. Yeah. The reason why we're not dying is because we're not qualified yet. We're not qualified to die. Krishna doesn't want us to die yet. If we're qualified, then we'll die. Yeah, it's like some devotees, very advanced devotees, isn't it? And Krishna, no problem, come back. You know, they'll be completely absorbed in me. So we have to qualify ourselves. So to qualify ourselves, we have to free ourselves from the entanglement of this conditioning that we will have. And in this purport, Prabhupada gives a nice explanation of how to do that. Specifically, he focuses on, it's the main thing he seems to focus on here, is by association. Yeah. So it's by associating with the Lord's bhaktas, with the Lord's devotees. Yeah. It's by association that we've been that we're conditioned, and it's by association that we become unconditioned. Yeah. And Prabhupada very nicely he mentioned here, it's by rather sit here. But hearing and chanting about Krishna, he quoted the verse, Nasta Preshu Bhadra Shiv Nicham Bhagavata Seviya Bhagavata Mashloki Bhakti Bhagavata Naishtaki. By regular tennis and classes of Bhagavatam, by rendering service to the pure devotee, all that is troublesome to the heart is completely destroyed. That's what it is. Yeah, completely destroyed. Nasta Preshu. So this is the whole point is, again, just like it's described, just by osmosis, we become conditioned by material nature. So just by osmosis in the same way, just by associating with devotees, we become purified. And Prabhupada mentioned also is that, he quote that, he said, they become very nice Vaishnavas. He said that what he said. Nice devotees. And Prabhupada gave his devotees as examples, as all coming from backgrounds of Miletus and Yavanas, they have become changed. They have changed. So it's not that we give up desire, it's not that we try and annihilate our character, but we have to purify our character. Yeah. We should not be the same person when we first joined. When we first joined Krishna consciousness, within some years, we should be a different person. Yeah. There should be a change. Yeah. Our body may be the same, but even that changes, isn't it? Even the purification changes even the body. But essentially, our parents will still recognize us. You know? But our character has to change. How we join the Krishna's conscious movement, or how we took up the chanting of the Hare Krishna Maha Mantra within one, two, some years, there should be changes. Yeah? What we desire, or what gives us joy, or what gives us happiness, should change. Yeah. It should change. And it will change if we follow the process. Yeah. And the process Prabhupada gives here is basically describes again this verse he mentions the program that has been given for us to change. It basically mentions hearing and chanting and attending the Mangalati. In other words, basically this change means coming out of the modes of material nature. Yeah, the lower modes of material nature and situating ourselves in a mode of goodness. We heard this again and again and again. It's good to hear it again and then again. Prabhupada specifically gave some specific characteristics of the mode of goodness here. Can anyone remember what they were?
Mangalati.
Mangalati was one. Another one was? Two more. Srimad Bhagavatam, another two. Something more. Basic. Being neat and clean. You said that? By being neat and clean and attending the Mangalati. Yeah. Come to the mode of goodness. Yeah. Neat and clean. Come to the mode of goodness. Yeah. So we have to. So like this is our challenge. This is for the real purification to take place, then we do have to be situated in the mode of goodness. Then real purification takes place. Yeah. Then real purification really takes place. You know, if as I mentioned, isn't it by Kapila, is it Lord Kapila describes devotional service in the three modes of material nature in the third canto, is it? Third canto? Yeah, it describes devotional service in the three modes of material nature. Yeah, he describes. But he can even, his devotional service can be done in the mode of ignorance, can be done in the mode of passion. Yeah. Generally done in the modes of ignorance and passion, everything becomes a mess. Everything becomes complicated. Yeah. There's no actual purification. There may be an accumulation of offences even. Yeah. So we have to come to the mode of goodness. Yeah. Someone in the mode of goodness doesn't generally make offences. It's generally when we succumb to the lower modes that we make offences in the mode of passion and ignorance. That's why it's so important. So important, constant bond of goodness. And I was reading the other day as well in the Carry Back to the Last, not everyone's Satyan's favourite book. Just by cleaning the temple, you'll be free of the modes of passion and ignorance. Just by cleansing the temple. Simple as that. Yeah? Simple as that. Just by cleaning the temple, you'll be free of the modes of passion and ignorance. Yeah? So in that sense, we can ascertain everything we do, that we do in the morning program and doing devotion, so it's all there to bring us to the mode of goodness. Yeah? And then in the mode of goodness, then things become a lot more clear. And then Prabhupada goes on to describe, he's quoting from the Peter, can you get me first canto of Srimad Bhagavatam? And then perhaps we can read through these verses. Perhaps we read through these verses. They're well known to devotees. So it gives a systematic first canto, second chapter. It's very nice just to remind us. It gives a basic process of devotional service. Canto 1, chapter 2, we'll start here, text 16. Shushusho Shradhanasya Vasudeva Kataruchi Siyam Mahat Sevya Vipra Punya Tirta Nashivana. Or twice born sages, by serving those devotees who are completely free from all vice, great service is done. By such service, one gains affinity for hearing the messages of Vasudeva. Who's speaking this? Who's speaking these verses? Sukadeva Goswami? Okay. No, he doesn't start speaking. Sutta Goswami. Yes, Sutta Goswami. Yeah. Yes. Who's a good example of this? Who's a classic example? By serving those great devotees who are completely free from all vice, great service is done. Narada Muni, yeah. He gives a wonderful description where he tells how he joined the Hare Krishna movement. This guy was serving. He was helping his mother serve the Bhaktivedantas, the great devotees. Yeah. So, by service, in the Prabhupada here, if I remember rightly, Prabhupada says that, materially speaking, you cannot understand it, how just by serving your devotees, you will start to want to hear about Krishna. Yeah? Okay, say the disease, like, I don't want to hear about Krishna. I've got no taste. Okay, serve the devotees, and taste will come. How it comes, the exact details is a bit mystical, but it comes, yeah? So we should serve, so we serve in Prabhupada, his mission, we serve the devotees, at peers, and seniors, and even juniors, we serve, you know, we're serving devotees. Yeah? Then you get an inkling for hearing about Krishna. The next verse, someone know? Svimvatam sakata krishna punya svava kethana kriti antosto bhatrani vit unati sritatam. Yeah, and then what will happen then? You're serving your devotees, you gain a taste, and you would want to hear about Krishna, and then when you hear about Krishna, Sri Krishna, the personality of Godhead, is paramatma in everyone's heart, and the benefactor of the truthful devotee cleanses desire from material enjoyment from the heart of the devotee who has developed an urge to hear his messages, which are in themselves virtuous and properly heard and chanted. Yeah? So we have so many, isn't it? We have so many, perhaps some of us might have so many, some of us might have so many, some of us might have lots of material desires, you know, wrong desires, you know, bad desire. You know, bad desire. Sometimes we identify that is a bad desire. Nasty desire. Anyone got any nasty desires in the heart? Very nasty desires. Then, but Krishna will cleanse that desire, isn't it? We may try and think, we mentioned this before, but to try and stop desire is not so easy, isn't it? Like, it's not like if you have, like you mentioned, you have a ball and you throw it away, that's it, it's gone. But you've got some desire and you try and throw it away. Why is that? Because normally material desires, we think about it, we meditate upon it, And our whole subconsciousness creates a whole envelopes around this desire. And it kind of almost creates our personality, and our whole frame of mind is based around this desire. It's like a big thick. So trying to get rid of that desire, it's like, my God, it's like, how to do that? What does Krishna say? Serve the devotees, then you'll get to like to hear about Krishna. Then Krishna will cleanse the desire for material enjoyment. He will cleanse the desire by manifesting his pure, his name, his form, his qualities, and his pastimes. It will just like be, it will just extinguish those desires, you know? When we hear about, and we get insight through submissive service to the mission and to the devotees, we get when we get insight into the actual nature, into the internal potency, into the nature of Krishna's name, his form, his qualities, and his pastimes, as Prabhupada was mentioning, his purple, the pastimes of Radha and Krishna, that will just kind of extinguish, that will make our desires seem, it will be something we can deal with, it will be something we can just, then we can wrap, we can throw away. When we realize the greatness of Krishna, when we realize the greatness of the spiritual world, then we think, what a foolish desire is that? What a useless thing is that? And throw it away. Yeah? It might come back again. But not in the most advanced stages, and it doesn't come back. Yeah? Like we experience that, isn't it? You throw a desire away, and then 2 weeks down the road, it comes back again. Oh my God. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna. Yeah? But we keep on. And then gradually here, as we progress, then the seed, and then the root, the seed of those desires will be, by developing pure devotional service, one verse describes, yeah, the seed of those desires will be taken out, the root will be taken out. Yeah. So, from the heart, devotees develop the urge to hear his messages, which are themselves virtuous and properly heard and chanted. And the next verse, everyone should know this. Nasta preshu patreshu nityam bhagavad sevaya bhagavadyatana shloke bhakti yanagati nashtiki. By regular attendance in classes of Bhagavatam, by rendering a service to the pure devotee, as we mentioned before, in addition here, and by hearing the Bhagavatam, all that is troublesome to the heart. Yeah. Does anyone get anything troublesome in the heart? Yeah, all the troublesome things. Like nasty thing, troublesome, yeah, is almost completely destroyed. Yeah. Almost completely destroyed. This is referring to the stage of nishta, as far as I understand, where there's still some remnants of some, still some desire. But at this stage, these things won't be an impediment to one's devotional practice. Yeah. It's just described, sometimes it's just described, just you have a wine in a clay pot and you throw the wine away, still within that clay pot it will smell of wine, so something's like that. Still some remnants. But and the latter stages, Ruchi Shakti Bhava, then nothing, all gone. Almost completely destroyed. And what's left then? What's left? Then loving devotional service unto the personality of Godhead is praised through transcendental songs, is established as an irrevocable fact. Yeah? So no going back. Irrevocable fact. It's become, it's taken, it's captured your heart. Yeah? Your heart. Yeah? Completely destroyed. Loving devotional service unto the personality of Godhead is praised through transcendental songs, is established as an irrevocable fact. One then is beginning to serve Krishna, not because they are told to, yeah, because they want to, yeah, because they want to, yeah, they want to, yeah, it's beginning of nishtha. And then next Next one, text 19. I know, because I've got the verses here. Next one. Tadau rajas tamo bhava kama bhakti ayashche. This was quoted in today's purport, wasn't it? Cheta ete anirvidam stitim sattva pasidate. Then, as soon as irrevocable loving service is established in the heart, it's irrevocable, okay? It's established there. The effects of the of nature's modes of passion and ignorance. Yeah? And what does Prabhupada give here, or was given in the verse here, as symptoms of passion and ignorance, three things? Lust, desire, and hankering disappear from the heart. Then the devotee is establishing goodness and becomes completely happy. Yeah? Becomes completely happy. This is what making people in the material world miserable. Full of so much lust, full of so much desire, full of so much hankering, you know? How much is it? How much does ourselves were struggling still with these things, but you know, how much does a materialistic person hanker for? And you asked him, what would you like? Well, I know if you well, I saw this the other day, I saw a magazine, there's this house in the country. If only I could have that house in the country. If only I could live there. If only I had that house. You know. If only I had that house in the country. Oh, if only I was that rich. Oh. if only I was that famous. If only I was that famous. If only I was that beautiful, isn't it? Mm? If only I was that beautiful. So much desire, but at some point one begins to, isn't it? So generally, when people are young, they have all these desires and I want to be this and do this. And that. But then after some point, it becomes quite obvious. No, yes, you're not going to get it. Then it's just, oh. And it's just. So generally, you meet people. Generally, materialistic. We're materialistic persons as well, trying not to be, but persons that so much hankering for so much. Desiring so much, you know, so full of lust, and so how can they possibly be peaceful? How can they possibly be happy? No peace, no happiness, completely impossible. They cannot even sit down in one place, you know. If they sit down in one place and try and be peaceful, yeah, useless. You know, so many desires, you know. And some of them try and meditate to make out there's no desire and hankering, you know. Fix their mind, try and keep the craving mind on one spot for a few seconds. Sit still, mind, you know? Try and keep it still. And they sense for a few seconds on freedom. But only the devotee, only the bhakta, this is why only the bhakta can be on this stage, be completely happy. And then the next verse is, and the next verse or something? Yeah. Bhagavat Bhakti Yoga Taha. Bhagavata-vijnana mukta-sangha-shajayati. Thus establishing a mode of unalloyed goodness. So this is unalloyed goodness. This is the distinction between material good and unalloyed goodness. The man whose mind has been enlivened by contact with devotional service gains positive vijnana, gains positive scientific knowledge of the personality of Godhead in a stage of liberation from all material association. So positive scientific knowledge. It's not theoretical. Yeah, it's not theoretical. Yeah, Krishna, give positive vijnana, give Krishna revealing himself, revealing his name, form, qualities, and pattern even more. Yeah. And this is the stage. The next verse is Vidayagan Tishti Tanti Shava Samshaya Krishanti Chaschakamani Krishna Evan Manishvare. It's very nice verses to learn. You should spend some time learning them. And if you have learned them, I've forgotten, it's good to revise them. Very nice. Thus the knot in the heart is pierced, and all misgivings are cut to pieces. The chain of fruit of actions is terminated when one sees the self as master. Because the chain of the knot in the heart is pierced, all misgivings are cut to pieces. The self is on, is there no, the purple, is that the Supreme Self, or is that the Jiva, or is that Krishna. One sees the self as master. And we have to read into it a bit. But one sees, in other words, one, you know, Krishna is our master, and also one is in control of their senses. Their senses are purified. So the verse, this series of verses finishes nicely here. It's almost like then, after these verses, it's like a declaration. Certainly, therefore, since time immemorial, all transcendentalists have been rendering devotional service to Lord Krishna, the personality of Godhead, with great delight, because such devotional service is enlivening to the self. Yeah? Read that again. Certainly, therefore, since time immemorial, all transcendentalists have been rendering service to Lord Krishna, the personality of Godhead, with great delight, because such devotional service is enlivening to the self. Just remind the Buddha, some verses that describe that unless one comes to this stage and one is more or less killing one's own soul, it's like Admaha, one's more like a butcher. If one doesn't have a butcher, one's a butcher, one's killing one's own soul. Anyway, so we'll stop there. Some points to meditate upon. It's the wonderful purple by Srila Prabhupada. We've gone over 5 minutes, so perhaps we might answer questions. Wonderful, we can read over it. Let's stop there. Gantra Srimad Bhagavatam Ki Jai. Jai. Jai.
His grace, Murali Manohar Prabhu Ki Jai.